Hi there, this is Jacob Msiba, the Senior Pastor of Builders Church. I just want to thank you for taking time to listen to our podcast today, and I trust that it will bless and build your spirit. Enjoy the message, and God bless you.
So we're just excited to be here. And we've been following the theme, His Story, and we know that His Story is a story of victory. We know that His Story is a story of power. We know that His Story is a story of winning. We know that His Story is a story of taking us from the pit and putting us on higher ground. We know that is a story of our redemption. When we think about the story of Jesus, we cannot help but give Him praise. When we think about what He accomplished on the cross, we cannot help but give Him praise. When we think about how He conquered the grave for us, when we think about where we would be if He did not come to save us, when we think about what we would have become had He not come to save us, just thinking about His story, it is something that gives joy to our hearts. But the title of my sermon this evening is When the Story is Not Exciting. When the story is not exciting. Because it's one thing, Bazalani, we are looking forward to tomorrow where we are celebrating. But can you imagine what was happening on the Saturday when the hero was dead and quiet and no one knows what is happening? Can you imagine what was happening on the second day when the excitement was gone? When we thought that the hero had come and we saw him with our own two eyes dying on the cross, we say, was this guy not supposed to save us? Now he is dying on us and it is quiet on the second day. There is nothing happening. And the question is, what are you saying? What are you doing when the story is not exciting? When the story is not exciting, where there's no bells and whistles, when there's no celebrations, when you are seeing him on the cross and you're saying any minute now, something amazing is going to happen. You are looking at him on the cross, his blood is flowing and you're saying, but I know that something is going to happen and nothing happens. It's quiet. The hero says it is finished and he lays his down and he takes his last breath and it's gone. Was this guy not supposed to be our hero? This guy who just died like a thief. Are you saying, was he not? Can you imagine the confusion? Can you imagine the, what's happening, Bazalwa? I can imagine, I don't blame the disciples for running away. I don't blame the disciples. If someone came and say, I'm the Messiah, who says, you know, I'm God himself, and we have seen him raise the dead, and we have seen him heal the sick, we have seen him open the eyes of the blind, we have seen him do incredible things. I don't blame the other thief who says, man, save yourself and save us while you are at it. You say you have all the power, you say you have all the strength, now you are dying the same way as us. What is this? When the story is not exciting, what do we do when the story is not exciting? What do we do when the story is not exciting? Because we're living in a time where we love people because they are trending. We live in a time where we love people because they have following. We live in a time where we love people because of their accomplishments. We are attracted to people because of what they have achieved. We are attracted to people because of who they are associated with. You know, they see you now, you are in transformation and suddenly you have new friends. They are like, hey, if he's connected to Mike Todd and I'm connected to him, that means I'm also connected. It's the nature of people, right? We, even in the church, even in this church, we sometimes want to be closer to Mamfundisi's child and daughter, son and daughter, because we know that by proximity to them, we have proximity to this one. We want the people who can take us somewhere. We want the exciting stories. Some of us, we passed other churches because they are not exciting. When Builders was still in a shack, you would not have went there because it was not exciting enough. But now that it's here, now that there's screens and there's air cons and all these things, we want to associate. When the story, there's not a lot of people who can come when the story is not exciting. Not a lot of people can stand with you when the story is not exciting. Not a lot of people can stand and build with you when the story is not exciting. We want ready-made things. What do we do when the story is not exciting? What do we do when the story is not exciting? Peter, Luke 5, verses 1 to 11, the Bible says, one day Jesus was preaching on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. A great crowd was pressing on him, listening to his word. And Jesus noticed two empty boats at the edge of the water. For the fishermen had left them and were washing their nets, stepping onto their boats. So now, this is the story of Peter. And we know the story very well, right? Peter has been fishing the whole night. Peter had been fishing the whole night with his friends. And the Bible says they caught nothing. They caught nothing. They are not the guys with the full boat. They are not the guys with the boat that has all kinds of fish. They are not the guys who are trending. They are not the guys who are likable. No one likes an empty boat. They are not, and now, not only are they not likable by others, they are probably not likable to themselves. Because they had been fishing all night and caught nothing. The Bible says their boats are sitting there empty. There is evidence that they have failed. It's not just an internal thing that they know they have failed, but it's everyone. Everyone can see. You know, it's one thing to fail by yourself, but what about when everyone knows your dirty laundry? When everyone knows that you have failed? When everyone knows that your story sucks? The evidence was there for everyone to see that there's nothing exciting about this guy. There's nothing exciting about this guy. What kind of fisherman fishes all night and catches nothing? What kind of guy, he puts on effort but it amounts to nothing? If it was in our days, we would say he doesn't have oil. He's preaching but he does not have oil. He is trying to release songs, they are not catching, they are not trending. There's nothing exciting about this guy. But my Bible says while there was a lot of people, Jesus noticed the empty boats. Oh my God, I'm like, God, there were other boats that had something, but he did not notice that one. He noticed this one that has no excitement. He noticed that one that is empty. He noticed this one who is still building. He noticed this one who is still failing. He notices us when we are not trending. What a savior that he steps into our, he doesn't just notice the boat. He says, I want to step into your failures. I want to step into the evidence of your failure. I'm not looking for you because you have potential. In fact, you have none. You are a failure. But I want you. That is our savior. But Zalwani, he did not see us because we had potential. It was not our potential. It was not our potential. That's why Romans 5 says, while we were still sinners, God demonstrated his love for us, that he gave his only son to come and die for us. What does that mean? That means God did not look at us and say, look at how shiny they are. God did not look at us and say, look at that potential. God did not look at us and say, look at this person might be great. I see greatness in them. No, he looked at us and said, look at the sinners. I am going to die for them. It was our brokenness that attracted the mercy and the grace of God. It was not the glory of our story. It was the shame in our story that attracted the mercy and the grace of God. I said, thank you, Jesus, that you stepped into my boat when I had deserted the boat myself. Because Peter and his friends, they were washing their nets. They were done with it. They were done. Even them, they had given up. And Jesus said, I have not given up. And I want to speak to someone here who has given up on themselves. Jesus wants to step into that mess. I want to speak to someone who feels like their story is not exciting. Jesus wants to step into that story. Jesus wants to step into that story. There is no story that is messy, too messy for him to step into. There is no story that is too broken for him to step into. We see him stepping into the story of the woman at the well who had been divorced 5 times. You see, Bazalwane, it's one thing to be divorced one time. Then we can talk about you and restore you. Then you get divorced the second time. They're like, now you are taking it a bit too far. The minute you get divorced 3 times, we're like, no, you are becoming an expert now. It looks like now this thing is your thing, and we are on the 3rd time now. This one is the 4th time, and this is still. And then she gets divorced for the 5th time, as if that is not worse. Now she, Wacky Peter, is staying with someone else's husband. But Jesus says, "Hey, listen, man, I see all of that, but I am here. I am stepping into this messy story, even though it's not exciting, even though everyone has deserted you. I am coming for you. I am here for you." And Jesus says, "Give me some water." And the reason Jesus says, "Give me some water," he says, "You are broken, but there's still something inside of you. There's a little bit inside of you. I know you don't believe in it, but I see a little bit inside of you, and I can take the little bit and do something amazing with it." Jesus comes to this woman who was lost and says, "Give me some water." "Oh, Jesus, thank you that when I was broken, I was nothing. You pulled out something out of me. You pulled out something out of me." Says to this woman, says, "Give me some water." "Jesus, are you talking to me?" Says, "Yeah." "Give me some water." "Jesus, do you know who I am? Do you know what I have done? No one wants to talk to me. No one wants to associate with me. I am not the coolest guy. I'm not the coolest gay." Jesus says, "Yea, born, the gifts of God, they are without repentance. What I have put inside of you, even you cannot break. What I've put in you, even you cannot overuse. What I've put in you, even you cannot do away with it. What I've put in you, I have put in you. I am here to collect. I put some gifts in you. I am here to collect. I put some talent in you. I am here to collect. Yes, you have done a lot of messy things, but my gift inside of you is still intact. My calling inside of you is still intact, and I am here to collect. Don't give up on yourself. It is still intact." Jesus says it's not exciting, but it's still intact. Bazalwane, just because people don't find it trendy, it does not mean he doesn't find it useful. Just because people don't find it trendy, it doesn't mean he doesn't find it useful. Because today we think what is trendy is useful to God. And some of these things are trendy, and God is like, "I have nothing to do with that." Some things are trendy, God is like, "I have nothing to do with that." No, we chase demons in your name. We wrote songs in your name. Everyone was singing our songs. Jesus said, "I had nothing to do with that." That is my fear, Pops. Every time I hear people saying, yeah, they're singing songs, like, "Jesus, are you pleased with this? Are you looking at it? Is it trending in your mind? Or is it an irritation in your ear?" Because sometimes we can think the acceptance of men is the pleasure of God. And when in fact he's not pleased with what is trending. See, the past 2 weeks have been the most stressful 2 weeks of my life. Have been the most stressful weeks. Because I'm like, "Bavunga kaku phi labantu." Say Delmas. "Bavungu bava." Where did they get my numbers? Where did they even know about me? Why am I suddenly getting calls from people now that I don't even know? I'm like, no, these people don't want me. They want the success. And I need in that moment not to get too drunk with the people that are here for the success. I must remember who was there when I was nothing and a nobody. I must remember those who saw the potential when there was nothing. Mzalwane, let me tell you, as God lifts you up, there are people who are waiting for you to be lifted up. Those people are not your friend. Stick to those who were there when you were still in the making room. Stick to people who were there when you are still in the making room, when God was still making you, when God was still fashioning you. Stick to those people. Everyone else, shut them out. They will come. I'm like, I don't want the ones who are here for the potential. I don't want the ones who are here for the glory. Because he saw me when my boat was empty. Not only did he see me, he was not ashamed to step to identify with my mess. You know, for this, there are people that if you actually then expose the stuff you are struggling with, they will run away. Because they were here for the fun times. They were here for the exciting times. They were here for the trending times. If you say to them, "Hey, Bazalwane, I'm struggling with this," they don't want to associate. What do we do when the story is not exciting? Peter is no exception. Peter is not exception. In Matthew 8, Jesus goes to his mother-in-law's house and heals his mother-in-law. In fact, look what Peter does. He has failed the whole night. Jesus comes through. Jesus says, "Cast the net." He casts the net. And now it is full. And what does Peter do? The Bible says he left the boat and followed Jesus. Can I just pass here? There are some of us, we are one breakthrough away from backsliding. And God knows it. And that's why there's a delay in what he wants to give you. Because he knows that your faith will not survive your success. Peter's faith survived his success. Because when the boat was full, he followed Jesus. Hey, Bazalwane, it's easy to say Jesu untikani. When you have nothing, value, you have nothing. Value, you have nothing. Because what else do you have? What else do you have? Yeah, vele. You say Jesu, because what else do you have? Say Jesu untikani while your bank is full. Say Jesu untikani while you are trending. Say Jesu untikani while you are driving your dream car. Say Jesu untikani while you are in your best house. All of us, we can sing Jesu untikani when we have nothing. Vele utlaisam. Utlayakai. Utlayakai. Auna nix. Utlayakai. That's not the true test of our commitment to Jesus. It is when they are singing you praises, where you are able to say, I see the applause, but when I untika. When they are calling you left, right, and center. And when you ask, when are Jesu untika? Don't tell me about your commitment to Jesus when you have nothing. Utaya gaivel. So you are dating a bro guy. And he says to you, you are my everything. Then, I got nothing. Yeah. You are his everything. Agana next. It's not a compliment. It's a warning. It's a warning. Agana next. Be warned. Well, oh, he's so romantic. Ah, it's a warning sign. It's a red flag. When the story is not exciting. Not, we're not talking about Sunday morning. We're talking about Saturday. When the story is not exciting. Utulile guti tu. The hero is gone. The hero is gone. Hey, the savior is gone. Hey, the one who is saying to him, Hosanna, the king has come to save us. The promised Messiah has come. How? He died like a thief. And worse, when he dies, load shedding. Wahabukes, gone. Hi. Lo, eh? The son left with the son. Okay. Washon again. Shirley Langa. This morning, which is in Zan, we are Shona Ilanganalo, La Shabala. Hi, it's quiet, it's not exciting. The where did Jesus find Peter? At the sea, fishing. And you must remember, he caught nothing. He caught nothing. But Jesus stepped into his boat when he had caught nothing. When nothing was happening. When nothing was happening in Peter's life, Jesus committed to him. When it seemed as if nothing was happening in Jesus' life, Peter disengaged. When it looked as if it was not that Jesus was not doing anything, but to his naked eye, it looked as if nothing was happening. But sometimes you must act as if you are broke. Yeah, you must act as if nothing is happening. Go to these ones who are saying, we are here with you, Mfundis. Let's see if you will still be here. Next. And let's see who will still be there. Yeah? Watula wati tu upita wati. Asheshela mrao. Hi, mutu yu asheshela mrao. Listen to what the Bible says. And now, here. When this scripture that I'm about to read happens, Jesus has already resurrected. It's just that Peter has not seen him. It's not good to awazi wena. We are bandula. Uthi I look and next awazi ukuthi usekavulile lo muntu. You are thinking, ah, this one is nothing. You don't know that God has already activated some stuff. You are passing people that you should not be passing. Because just because they don't look shiny, it doesn't mean, hey. Kona bandula. You didn't even greet them. Avugil. Avugil. You made a mistake. And thought good. Hey. There are people here. We're not now. We're ours. Good to Avugil. God is doing something in your life. And you are still looking at yourself as if you're there's nothing happening. Ours. Good. Avugil. Now. You don't know. You are sitting here and you are validating yourself by other people's response, not knowing that, hey, whether they believe it or not, wena uvukile. At this point, Jesus has resurrected. Peter heard about it, went to the grave to see it, but he has not seen Jesus. And listen to what he says. John 21, verses 1 to 2. Afterwards, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Galilee. This is what happened. So Jesus is about to appear to them. Ne? The Bible says, this is what happened. Listen. Simon Peter, Thomas, Nathanael from Cana of Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two others were together. And Peter said, I'm going fishing. I guess you feel Jesus. I'm a miracle. Nothing is happening. It's not exciting. It doesn't look like this Jesus is moving mountains. It doesn't look like this Jesus is doing something. What's he? Hey. I'm going back. Sega kuchli. Kuti ngak thola lab. Ifeli lento uvielagu. You are forgetting that when I found you there, that thing had failed. Now just because you feel like God is not doing something, you think going back is better. And you don't understand that waiting on Jesus is the best place you can rather be. Even when it feels like he's doing nothing, don't go back there. You know it did not work. If it did not work then, it will not work now. Don't forget that it did not work back then, and it will not work. You are building something. God helped you to start it, and somewhere in the middle it gets stuck. And then you're like, hey, maybe it in some matters. You are forgetting you tried them. You are forgetting your grandmother tried them. Your great-grandmother tried them. They have been trying amatlos. And you have been in poverty since. Nothing changed. Now because you are under pressure, you want to go back. I want to say to you, Mdana Zekaya, don't go back. Don't be like the Israelites who were saying to Moses, why don't you leave us to go back? There is nothing good for you there. Peter, let me show you. It's not me. Listen to what the Bible says. Peter says, I'm going fishing. Someone Peter told them. And they said, we will go with you. Now the problem is when we backslide, Bazalan, we don't backslide by ourselves. There are people who are a witness to our Christian life. And when we go to Amadlos, we confuse them. There are people who have been seeing us trusting God. Now when they see us trusting other things, we are confusing them. We take them with us. Peter says, he says, I'm going fishing. This guy says, you were the closest to Jesus. Makuwewe na? Hi. Sabuba anitina. Wena, you walked on water. Who will doubt on today? Hi. When you were an intercessor, when you fall, consider those who are holding on to faith, because they are looking at your life. Perhaps let me tell you an embarrassing story, man. Forgive me. I just got born again, maybe like 2 weeks. So I was young in the Lord. And I joined this church. So when I joined this church, where I got born again, it was predominantly older people. And so it didn't vibe with me. Yeah, it was not exciting. Ah, my God. And then I went to the church. When I got to the church, I saw young people worshiping God. It was the first time, because for me, I come from Catholic church, right? That's where I grew up. So worship and stuff is for older people. Like Jesus is for older people. We don't take God serious until we are older. That was my understanding. I had never seen a young person serious about God. I get to this church, perhaps, and I see these young people praying in tongues, worshiping God. And I see this yellow bone on stage. Also, my experience was, these ones that are, they take God serious. But Abu Yellow. Me, my experience. In my experience, the girls who were moi fan fair fan moi. They were the ones who were going to church. The beautiful ones, they were not going to church. So it was a miracle for me to see a yellow bone, tall, beautiful, worshiping God, speaking in tongues. I'm like, Umuntu Jesu. I say, my God. And I got such a deep reverence for them. Like, yo. I just got born again, Vele. I'm still limping, you know? Yeah. I'm like, yo, these people are so serious about God. Then we joined the drama group. I joined the drama group. When I joined the drama group, then they make me the husband. And then they make the yellow bone. And then, but I'm still, when they say, no, hold her there because we are acting. I don't even want to hold her because I had so much respect and reverence for. I saw her praying in tongues. And I was like, man, if I can be like these people, I also want to change. How can people so vibrant, so energetic, and so beautiful be so in love with Jesus? I said, man, I had reverence. I longed for what they had. Then I asked my supervisor, can I go to the bathroom? I need to quickly do something. He says, yeah, you can go. I go to the bathroom. When I come back from the bathroom, I'm walking. It's a passage. It's a small passage. This woman of God is coming this way. I'm going. So we're going to meet each other on the corridor. And I'm going to make way for the woman of God. When I make way for the woman of God grabbed me, Bazaroy. At Lamza. Hey. You say hi. Woman of God, what it thanks. Hey. And guess what was my conclusion from that moment? Actually, I see resilient. So I can do it and still continue with my life. It took me at least 4 years to recover from that. Because I was like, that means yes, there you can. You can pray in tongues and still be in tongues. Hey, Barcelona, that's why I'm saying when you fall, it's not just you when you're falling. There are people who are seeing you come to build us every Sunday. And they're saying there's hope because of that person. But when you fall, Peter says, I'm going fishing. And this guy says, we are coming with you. For the sake of others, ungawi. For the sake of others, bambelela ku Jesu. For the sake of others, hold on to Jesus. For the sake of others, hold on. For the sake of others. For the sake of others. For the sake of others, Bazalwane. For the sake of others, work on that marriage. For the sake of others, have integrity. For the sake of others, hold on to Jesus. And this is what the Bible says as I close. the Bible says, and they said, we will go with you. So they went out and got on their boat. They are all in their boat. There's one person who's not in the boat. His name is Jesus. And the Bible says, but that night, they caught nothing. And it, they thought, Sesia Yasilent. Yeah, maybe it was not Jesus, it was our skills. We can survive without him. We can still do this thing without him. And yet he has left us. We can continue without him. And they went back. They had more people. But the Bible says that night they caught nothing. Because it was never in their skills. It was about who was in their boat. It was about who was in their boat. The problem is, they walked away from Jesus when it was not exciting. They walked away from Jesus when it was not exciting. And they thought they can do it without him. And there's someone here tonight, you know you walked away from Jesus in your heart. There was a time where you had love for Jesus. There was a time where you had a passion for Jesus. There was a time where you were passionate about the things of God. But when things were not going well, when the story was not exciting, on the Saturday of the burial of Jesus, where it looked as if he was doing nothing, though he was busy winning a battle for us, though he was busy killing death on our behalf, though he was busy taking death captive, the Bible says, though at that moment he was wrestling a battle we could have never battled, though at that moment he was winning a battle we could have never won, though at that moment he was in the pits of hell fighting a battle we could never fight, so that we don't ever have to fight it. Sometimes we are oblivious that God is working even when there is silence. We need to know that there's never a time where God is not doing something. He is always up to something. And in that moment, hold on. Amen. That's why the scripture says, be still and know that I'm God. When it looked like nothing is working out, when the story is not exciting, because the Bible does not give us much details as explicit as with the first day and the third day. What do we do on the second day when the story is not exciting? There are no fireworks. The reality is, most of us, we walk away from Jesus. And you know that you are here and you have walked away from him. And on this Easter Saturday, you want to rededicate your life to God. Just say, God, here I am. I know I'm saved, but I know I walked away from you. Perhaps can I continue? You know that, man, my heart is far from him. If you can all just close our eyes and just bow our heads. You know that you are here. Like, man, I'm far from him. But I want to take these steps back to him. I want to take these steps back to him. We want to pray with you. Number one, Jesus loves you and he's still committed to you. Number two, Jesus has not given up on you. He has not given up on you. And if you're here, number three, raise your hand. We just want to pray with you. Just lift up. Thank you, Jesus. Just lift up your hand. Hi. If you know that, man, I walked away. In fact, stand as a sign that, you know what, for the first time in a long time, I'm standing in faith. If your hand is raised, just stand. I see your hands at the back there. If you can just stand. If you can just quickly stand. We just want to pray with you. We just want to pray with you. We're not trying to embarrass you. We just want to say, hey, man, like the prodigal son, you had went away from home, but you are still a son. Just because you left home and you've squandered your wealth and you've done all these things, it does not mean you are no longer a son. you are still a son. And the Father wants to embrace you again and say, welcome home. Welcome back home. Welcome back home.
Thank you once again for listening to the message today. We trust that you were blessed by it. Please do subscribe to our podcast to receive new messages every week. Thank you very much and keep on building.